Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Kapila Shiksha, Chapter 25, Verse 25, The Process of Devotional Service, Translation. In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to the ear and heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and therefore he is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. Then real devotion and devotional service begin. Purport. The process of advancing in Krishna consciousness and devotional service is described here. The first point is that one must seek association of persons who are Krishna conscious and who engage in devotional service. Without such association, one cannot make advancement. Simply by theoretical knowledge or study, one cannot make any appreciable advancement. Very interesting point. Sometimes people say, I want to stay home and read. But this verse is all about, don't stay home and read. Hear from devotees. Someone's probably saying, with that, he's saying, simply by theoretical knowledge or study, one cannot make any appreciable advancement. In other words, if you stay home and read the Bhagavatam by yourself, it's too far to go to the temple, it's too cold, it's too hot, it's too much trouble, I'll read the Bhagavatam at home, which many people often think. But this verse, which is Mukhya Shloka, one of the most important verses of Prabhupada, in Prabhupada's list of important verses, is telling just the opposite, and we'll hear the difference between self-study and sadhusanga. Prabhupada's making a clear point right here in the purport. He says, without sadhusanga, one cannot make advancement. And someone says, what do you mean? I can read the books because there's no sadhus where I am. So you're saying without sadhusanga, there is no spiritual advancement. You cannot make advancement. So then you ask the question, there's no sadhus. Well, I'll just read on my own. Now what does Prabhupada say? Simply by reading on your own, you won't make very much advancement. Something, bodh kam hai, jada nahi, kam, ekdam slow, fatafat, progress, not possible. This is a very important verse to advertise Srimad Bhagavatam class. Right. Oh no, I have the Bhagavatam, I bought a full set Bhagavatam member. So I have no time for class. Prabhupada's saying, okay, but you won't make much advancement. So is this correct or not? This is a fact. One must give up association of materialistic persons and seek the association of devotees. Because without the association of devotees, one cannot understand the activities of the Lord. Because they do not associate with devotees, they cannot understand that the absolute truth can be a person and have personal activities. This is a very difficult subject matter. And unless one has personal understanding of the absolute truth, there is no meaning to devotion. Service or devotion cannot be offered to anything impersonal. Service must be offered to a person. Non-devotees cannot appreciate Krishna consciousness by reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Very interesting. Prabhupada's whole life was writing, translating, writing, purporting Srimad Bhagavatam and arranging for the mass distribution in every possible language, and he is saying, you won't make much advancement by reading this book. Very interesting. He could have said any other book. He could have said Puranas or Bhagavad Gita. But he said his own, there's so many books. One cannot make much advancement by reading Mahabharata or Ramayana. He could have said any book, but he specifically mentioned the title of the one book that he dedicated his entire life to. It's very interesting. Non-devotees cannot appreciate Krishna consciousness by reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Then the next question is, well, why are we distributing it? We're distributing it so they try to read it and they get confused. Then they come to the temple to get straightened out. Well, it's a twofold program. First you go and spread disease everywhere, then you open up a clinic and say, I have the cure for this disease. Very, very interesting. So first we distribute the Bhagavatams, which are impossible to understand unless you come to the temple. And then we open a temple holding Srimad Bhagavatam class. Very interesting coincidence. I've been reading this book for years. I never understood what it's all about. But then when I came to the temple and heard from the devotees, oh, now I understand. Very interesting. Prabhupada's very clever. Because they will think that these activities are fictional, manufactured stories, mythology, or mythology. Because spiritual life is not explained to them in the proper mood. To understand the personal activities of the Lord, one has to seek the association of devotees. And by such association, when one contemplates and tries to understand the transcendental activities of the Lord, the path to liberation is open and he is freed. One who has firm faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes fixed, and his attraction for association with the Lord and the devotees increases. Association with devotees means association with Krishna. The devotee who makes this association, in other words, if you take association, develops the consciousness for rendering service to the Lord. Cause and effect. What is the cause for engaging in the service of the Lord? The cause, there's the effect is that I serve Krishna, that I begin to serve Krishna. That's the effect. What is the cause? The cause is only one. Association with devotees of the Lord. Bina Sangha, koi seva nahi. Right? Without Sangha, seva not possible. Then, being situated in the transcendental position of devotional service, he gradually becomes perfect. Om Angana Timarandasya Gananjana Shalaka Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhar Shivasvi Gaur Bhaktarinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Background to the verse. This verse is spoken by Kapila Muni, who is the son of Kardama Muni and Devahuti. Kardama Rishi was married to Devahuti, and they were enjoying material life for many, many years. And finally, Kardama Rishi gave a child to his wife, Devahuti. And at that time he told her when she was pregnant, he said, I've given you a child who's not an ordinary child. Actually, the Lord himself is coming in your womb. And so now I am going to leave you and go to the forest to continue my yoga and my meditation on God. And Devahuti said, well, can't you wait until I give birth? And he said, no. But don't worry, because this son will take care of you. He will give you all the knowledge and will take care of you by giving you spiritual knowledge. So by and by, Kapila took birth and he grew up. And when he became a young man, his mother remembered Devahuti. Oh yes, because she got so involved with motherhood and child raising that she didn't ask him anything about self-realization. And after the boy finally grew up, then she remembered, yes, my husband, Kardama Rishi, told me that this son will give me God. He will give me teachings on self-realization. So then Devahuti inquired, my dear son, I know you are not an ordinary person of this mundane material world. You are a divine personality. Will you please instruct me in such a way that I can get free from the cycle of birth and death, that I can attain apavarga, liberation? And what is the goal of life, and what should we do with our time, and how does one attain the goal of God consciousness and self-realization? Kapila Muni began to instruct his mother. And he said, my dear mother, Devahuti, there's something called prasanga. Prasanga means association. There's material prasanga and there's spiritual prasanga. Material prasanga means associating with the material energy, material ideas, material people, material activities and actions. And these are very faulty. In some of the verses preceding this, he said this is sangha dosh. Sangha dosh. Associating with materialistic people creates dosh, creates faults, difficulties, negativity. Negativity about God. Faulty thinking. Dosh. Faulty behavior, wrong thinking comes from dusanga. Dusanga means asatsanga. Sangha dosh. And when one associates with sangha dosh, or picks up these faults by bad association, then he becomes entangled and attached to this material world. And then he stays in the cycle of birth, death, old age, and disease. First, he stated this principle. And of course, this word prasanga and sangha dosh has a very basic meaning and a higher meaning also. Then his mother, Devahuti, said, well, how does one get free from sangha dosh? How does one get free from this material prasanga, this association? And then Kapila Muni said, you have to associate with sadhus. First he said, you have to associate with saintly people. And then she said, well, how do I know a saintly person? What is a saintly person? And then he said, they have certain qualities. Saintly persons have certain qualities and lakshana, sadhu lakshana, characteristics, and they engage in certain activities. Then she said, can you describe those to me? And then Kapila Muni said, yes, Tatikshiva Karunika, Surida Savadehinam, Ajata Shatrava Shanto, Sarava Sarubhushanam, Sarava Sadhu Bhushanam. The sadhu is decorated. No rings and no fancy clothes, gadi, watch, this, that. No, but he has bhushanam, sarubhushanam. He is decorated with spiritual qualities, tatikshava, tolerance, karunika, compassion, love, doya, suridam. He's friendly, not only friendly with his wife, and his and her husband and children and mother and father. Suridam, the sadhu, is Suridam, Surit. He has a loving heart. Most people have a loving heart for their wife, husband, children, mother, mother-in-law. Huh? Yeah? Okay. Yes, a loving heart for the mother-in-law. It's possible in rare cases. So most people have a loving heart for their immediate associates. Kapila Muni is telling his mother, there's some speciality, vishesh gun. Vishesh gun. There's some special quality about a sadhu which it ornaments him. That's his bhushanam. Sadhu bhushanam. Sadhavo sadhu bhushanam. And this is very unique. He has special love, surit, suridam, for his mother, for his brother, for his children, yes, and for every living entity. Suridam sarvabhutanam. Sarvabhutanam. He loves the birds, he loves the squirrels, he loves the turtles, he loves the dogs, he loves the people, and he distributes his love to everyone. He distributes prasadam to everyone, and harikata to everyone. He is an ocean of mercy. Tatikshva kurunika, suridam sarv, ajata shatravo shat. There's no enemy, ajat, ajanma, shatru, shatru, koi enemy nehi. Sadhu has no enemies. If everyone is enclosed, if everyone is existing in your prem mandala, if everyone is enclosed in your circle of love, then how can you hate your wife? Can you hate your children? Can you hate your mother? Is your mother a shatru? No. For the sadhu, there are no shatrus. All are my brothers. All are my sisters. Because aham bija prada pita. Aham bija prada pita. Krishna says aham bija. In Gita he says, I am the seed giving father. Aham bija prada pita. Krishna says, I am the father. I have given the seed of life to everyone. I am the source and cause of life. I am God the Father. And we are all but His children. It's a basic Christian tenet of Christianity. God is a Father and we are all His children. Well, this is the real... Okay, everyone's a child of God, but do you love all the children? Suridam and Sarvabhutam. So no enemy is born, ajatru. Everyone is in his circle of love. He has heartly feelings for everyone. These are the ornaments. And then Kapila goes on in this chapter, after he defines something about the lakshana, the characteristics and qualities of the sadhu, then he explains about something, what they do. What do sadhus do? Do they eat? Yes, they eat. Do they sleep? Yes, they sleep. They seem to be ordinary. We eat, we sleep. And what do they do? And what is the effect? What is the effect of being with one? If they're so special, if sadhus are so special, then there must be some speciality, some attribute. Then he explains. Satam prasangam mama virya samvito. This verse he's explaining. That, what do they do? They're always speaking harikata with each other. And if you associate with them, they have a disease. Sadhus have a disease. It's called love. Disease of love. It's a very, 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 very bad disease. Highly contagious. Very dangerous disease. But very rare. So don't worry, you won't get infected. Don't be afraid. It is very, very rare to find such diseased persons. Sudurlava Mahatmaha. Mahatmana. Sudurlava. Such Mahatmas are Sudurlava. One in a million. But the effect of associating with one is that first you become interested in God. Your mind gets turned. from Krishna Bahirmukh, Krishna Bahirmukh, we become Krishna Antarmukh. Aage Krishna, Piche Krishna, Upar Krishna, Niche, Vaya, Dhaya, Under, Bar, Sabde Krishna, 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 hey! Radhe, 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 hey! Become Pagal, Prem Pagal. Kotai go prema mahi, radhe radhe. Kotai go prema mahi, radhe radhe. Ashtashaki shiromani, radhe radhe. Kano mano mohini, radhe radhe. Kano mano mohini, radhe radhe. Kotai go prema mahi, oh prema mahi radha. Where are you? Kahan, kahan. Kotai, kotai. Are you in my heart? Are you in his heart? Are you in the Radhakund? Are you in the Jamuna? Are you in the Govardhan? Are you in the Giriraj? Are you in Giriraj? Are you in Chibanga Thakurji Murti, Archamurti? Kotai go prema mahi, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe go, Radhe Radhe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Vrindavan Bihari Lal Ki Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Let's look at this verse. Satam. Satam. What does the word satam mean? Satam prasangam mama virya samvidho. Satam means one who is always living with Krishna. One who is always living with Krishna, he becomes satam. He becomes eternal. And if you associate with such a person, you will start walking on the path of eternity and you will attain the eternal service of Krishna, which will gradually progress. As it says, anukram, anukram. Everyone knows kram. Kram means activity, work, whatever. Anu. Action after action. Anukram. Action after action. By associating with the satam, you will start walking on the path, bhakti marg. The apavarg, apavarg marg, the path of eternity. You'll start walking, you'll start serving Krishna. And then as you're serving Krishna in association with the satam, going towards the eternal, you will develop certain devotional attributes. Some bhakti will come. What is the example? Who are the greatest satams? The greatest satams are the gopis, the Braja gopis of Vrindavan. But somehow, when I receive a verse, they're always about the gopis. Like yesterday, I didn't pick out the verse. Today I picked out the verse. But I didn't pick out the verse yesterday's Chaitanya Charitamrita. Aideena Dayarja Natahe. That's in the purport. It's a verse by Madhavendra Puri in Viraha Bhav, Gopi Bhav, Radha Bhav. Oh, acha, very nice. She's a Parameshwari. Like the husband thinks, I'm the Ishvara. He thinks it. The husband thinks, I'm the Ishvara of the house. But who's the real Ishvara? Everybody knows. The wife. The husband's thinking, hey, it's my house, I'm giving the money, I'm in control. And the wife says, yes, yes, you're in control. But she's actually controlling. So Krishna says, Ishvara Parama Krishna. Brahma says, you heard Brahma didn't do it. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchananda Vig. Yeah, that's me, I'm Parameshwara. And Radharani says, yeah, right. You're Parameshwara, yes, yes. Parameshwara bows at my feet. Parameshwara cries, folds his hands in front of me and bathes my feet with his tears. Parameshwara takes off his crown and puts it at the feet of Lakshmi Devi. You take off your crown and put it, your mukut, and put it at my feet. Does Narayan take his chakra and put it at the feet of Lakshmi? Does Narayan take his gada and put it at the feet of Lakshmi? Gada, chakra, does he do that? And surrender? Never, it's always going like this. And the club is always going like this. But Krishna's chakra is his flute. This is Prem Chakra. This is Rasa Chakra. Krishna's chakra is his flute. Narayan is controlling the whole universe with his chakra. What is the Sudarshan Chakra? The chakra is the time factor. The Kala Chakra is the Sudarshan Chakra. So everything's being controlled by the chakra. The whole material world is being controlled by Narayan's chakra. The whole spiritual world of Goloka Vrindavan, Braja Gokul, is being controlled by Vamshi Dari, Krishna Murari, Tomabina Dukahari. Vamshi Dari, Krishna Murari, Tomabina Dukahari. Krishna Murari, Vamshi Dari, Vamshi Dari. He's holding the flute. He's holding a flute, and with that flute, he takes our hearts and he holds our hearts inside his flute. And our hearts are dancing. The gopis' hearts are dancing inside Krishna's flute. Vamshi Dara, Vamshi Dari, Gopi Ridhi Dari. Lalita, Lalita, Lalita. Okay, Lalita, process. Radha, okay, Radha's heart. You know, you take your bus port. The flute is like a bus port. You know, put in Radharani's heart. Okay, Radharani. Vishaka. Okay, put in process. You go like this, and then the information, like you put in the bus port. What do you call that little drive? What is it called? Pen drive. You put in a pen drive in your computer. Whatever information is there, right? It goes copied to the computer. Yes? You understand? This is pen drive, this is computer. Go like that. So Krishna's flute is pen drive. And he plays the flute and all the gopis' hearts come in a pen drive. Then he plugs it like this. Doink. This is the computer, the praying computer. Okay, right around his heart. Unload, download. Okay. Just to make things like modern style. In his PC. It puts it in his PC, his personal, his PH, personal heart. He has a PH computer. Laptop. He has laptops. Radharani sits on his lap. So, Vamshi is controlling the whole spiritual world. Satam Prasangam. Satam Prasangam Mamavirya Samvado. Prasangam, satam prasangam, so the satam, the sadhu, the saintly person is one who is always living in Vrindavan. He's always in the consciousness of living with Radha and Krishna. And the gopis are the ideal satams because 24 hours a day they are serving Krishna, thinking of him, remembering him, dreaming about him, singing his glories. That's satam. Now when you take satam prasangam, prasangam is translated as association. But actually, prasanga means very tight association. Earlier, Kapila Muni was saying there is material prasangam. And one verse he mentioned, prasangam is a source of dosh. And it's a source of attachment. Because prasanga means not only seeing and talking, but the ultimate meaning of prasanga means mitun. Prasanga means man-woman union. Mitun. Mitun? This is prasangam. So earlier, Kapila Muni saying, when you have prasangam, prasangam is a source of being, is a cause of being attached to the material world. Ordinary material, any kind of material association, leading all the way to that point. Prasangam is the most intense, captivating, and mind-destroying whatever, association, and everything below that. Association with that prasangam creates dosh, increases lust, and any other kind of material association, friends, family, whatever, that also creates this dosh. So now he's taking the same word in this verse, prasangam. Satam prasangam. So that means you have union with the sadhu? Union of hearts, union of minds. It means prasangam, satam prasangam means you're very tightly connected with the saintly person. So the satam prasangam, again, the gopis are the ideal example of satam prasangam because satam means one is always living in Vrindavan with Krishna and always remembering and speaking and serving Krishna. and he has his own independent individual relationship with Krishna. So the gopis are always living in Vrindavan, and they're prasangam because they're having union with Krishna. So tam prasangam. So they're the ideal. So Kapila Muni is saying we should very tightly hear from them. And what will they tell us? They will tell us, mama virya samvidan. Kapila Muni is saying, my sambad, who is my? Mine is Kapila. My means me, Krishna, incarnation of Krishna. These sadhus are always engaged in the powerful virya samvad. Means virya means vira ras, that Krishna is a great nayak or hero. He's very chivalrous, like a hero. Vira ras, that's one of the gona rasas. Vira ras. Prabhupada translates the word virya as heroic activities of the Lord. But this, when you combine these two, which acharyas do and the commentators do, virya samba, they say this means the powerful, because virya means strength. Virya means strength, power, potency, influence. So virya samba means the topics, the talks, the discussions of the saintly persons are very, very powerful. Virya samvad, the powerful messages of Godhead. When we hear, because the devotee, the satam, he's living the message, he's speaking. So his words, when he's carrying, his words are transcendental vibration. They're carrying the power and potency of God. Krishna Shakti. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahe Tara Pravartan. Kali Kalera Dharma, Krishnanam Sankirtan. Kali Kalera Dharma, Krishnanam Sankirtan. Krishnanam Sankirtan means the glories of Krishna, the Kirti. Samkirtan. All the glories, Nam Kirti, Rup Kirti, Guna Kirti, Leela Kirti, all the glories of Krishna. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahitara Pavartan. Kali Kalera Dharma Krishnanam. Kali Kalera Dharma Krishnanam Sankirtan. In Kali Yuga, the Dharma is Krishnanam Sankirtan. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahitara Pavartan. If one doesn't have Krishna Shakti, then he can't establish it. He can't establish the glories of Krishna's Leelas. He can't establish the glories of Krishna's qualities, or name, or form, without that Shakti. That Krishna Shakti. What is Krishna Shakti? Who is Krishna Shakti? Who is the source of all Krishna Shakti? What does Krishnadas Kaviraj say in the Adi Leela, chapter 4? Sarva Shakti Mayi Radha. Sarva Shakti Mayi. Mayi means made of, composed of, full of. When we say Parasya Shaktir Vavadaya Shriyate Sobhavaki Jnana Balakriya Shaktir, Jnana Balakriya, these are all feminine. Jnana Vidya Shakti Balakriya, these are all feminine. Radharani is the source of all Krishna's potencies, of all Krishna's energies. Shakti and Shaktiman. Right? So Radharani is that very source. So Krishna Shakti. It doesn't say Krishna Shakti is Radha. Gauranga. Gauranga is establishing the Sankirtan mission. Without the mercy of Gauranga, you cannot spread the name, fame, and glories of Krishna and Radha. So this verse is saying that when the sadhus speak, their words have spiritual power. Their virya samvad, their words have depth, spiritual power. They penetrate. When we hear from a sadhu, this is the difference, because this verse is saying, when you go and hear from a sadhu, their words have power. They're living, they're full of power and rasa, and they enter deeply into your heart. It says, what does it say? Bhavanti vitkarna rasayana kata. This kata enters into the heart through the ear, karna, into the vitkarna, rasayana kata. If we sit home and read the book, we generally fall asleep. We're generally not very attentive because books aren't very lively. They don't change the tone of their voice. They don't do dramatics. They don't move their hands around. Books are very passive. Passive teachers. Books are paper. Isn't it? Shabda Brahman is there. But the devotee, he's living Shabda Brahman. He's Sakshat Shabda Brahman. There's so much power there. This is what this Kapila is telling and Prabhupada is telling. It's so important because without the association of devotee, bhakti never begins. Without the association of devotee, bhakti doesn't develop. There's no anukarmishati. It's so important. And this katha, this Hari katha, Lila katha, Krishna katha is called Rasayana. Rasayana is a branch of Vaidya, Ayurvedic medicine, Rasayana. It's a branch of medicine, all different medicines mixed with mercury, a little bit of mercury. And Rasayana means that these medicines are so powerful. Makardwaj. Makardwaj is a Rasayana medicine. Many, many. A person can be practically dead. Even Prabhupada said that Rasayana medicine are so powerful they can bring a dead man back to life. I mean, who died, he maybe died, had a heart attack. So he's dead. The heart stopped and people said he's dead. There's no pulse. He's dead. But that very quickly, if one gives some Rasayana medicine, that it may activate the heart. And again he comes. Such power. This is the katha. Rasayana katha. That it gives life. We are dead. We're living dead. We're living dead. Walking dead. Don't know God. Don't know our sarup. We don't know our relationship. We have no devotion. We have no love. We have no feelings. We have no attachment for God. We're simply totally rooted in the mundane and material. We're dead. As far as spiritual, the inner life, the sadhu, he awakens the inner life. He awakens the inner life of the jiva. Atma, Paramatma. This is the sadhu. This is the power of his katha. It goes in the karna. So many things go in one ear and out the other ear. We hear so many things that go like from in this side and out this side. In this side and out that side. But they don't go inside. But this verse is saying, Ritkarna, Bhavanti Ritkarna Rasayana Kata. Rasayana, Rasayana Kata. Ear is meant for, this ear is meant for collecting, drinking ras. This ear is meant for drinking Rasayana. Every advanced devotee is a doctor because he's distributing Rasayana, giving life to dead men and dead women. He was dead and his guru put Rasayana. Oh, look at this person, Bhakta Joe has come to me. He's dying. Oh, quick, quick, give him Rasayana. Krishna, you're Jivara Sotapaya Krishna Nityadas. You're eternal servant of Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna, be happy. Realize your eternal relation with Krishna. Love Krishna. Go back to the spiritual world. Oh God. What was that? Oh, Guruji. You gave me that Rasayana. Oh, it's just in time. I almost died. I thought I was the body. And I thought I should work 9 to 5 and get married, have little kitties, and have a family. Oh, Dhanavas, Dhanavas. Vande Guru Sri Charanaravinda. So the Guru, the bad devotee, he's bringing dead people back to life by giving the Rasayana, Rasayana Katha into their ears. This is the truth, man. Hey, wake up! Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. Gora Chandra Bole. Kotanija Chao Maya. Pisachira Kole. Wake up! Uto, uto! You're sleeping in the lap of a witch called Maya. Pishaka. Pishacha. Sucking your blood. Vampire. We say vampire. Shastra says Pishacha. Gauranga! Gauranga! Gauranga Boli! Jorse Bolo! Gauranga! So that katha is Rasayana, comes in the heart and we wake up. Hey, this is a new life. Hey, I have inner life. Krishna's in my heart. Radharani's in my heart. The spiritual world's in my heart. And I'm there in my sarup. I'm serving them. Oh, Gurudev, Jai Gurudev. Goodbye, Maya. Goodbye, material world. Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad. See ya. Going back to home. Going back to Godhead. Going back to home. So the sadhus, this is their resign that they're sticking in our ears. Apavarga Vartmani. Apavarga Vartmani. The path of liberation. We're not interested in liberation. Nadanana Janana Sundaram Kapitam Vajagadisha Kame. Mama Janmana Mishavisha. Says, Janam Janam, we Christians said, Lord Chaitanya says, I don't care about any birth. Janmani Janmani. Ishvara. Ishvara, only I want Ishvara Bhakti. I want Krishna Bhakti. Seva. Krishna Seva. This Apavarga Vartmani, the Acharyas say Apavarga for us means Prem Vartman. We are on the path of Prem. So when one is on the path of Prem, this third line means Apavarga Vartmani, means the path of Krishna Prem. Well, how do you begin on that path? Well, you begin on that path by associating with Satam Prasangam, and then you will receive Shraddha. This word, next line is Shraddha. The Apavarga Vartmani begins with Shraddha, faith. You believe that God is a person, and you believe that you're an eternal person also. And you believe that you have an individual personal relationship in one of the rasas, as Krishna's mother, father, friend or lover, or maid servant of Radha, or servant, house servant, personal servant of Krishna in Vrindavan. You believe it's a possibility that I also have that inner wealth. This word Shraddha, this Shraddha, Ratir, then Bhakti. By associating with sadhus, we receive faith. That's what we get from sadhus, faith. Faith to serve Krishna. And that's the beginning of bhakti. So this first word, bhakti, includes sadhana bhakti, vaidhi sadhana bhakti, and raganuga sadhana bhakti are in this first word, which is Shraddha. Shraddha takes us all the way to asakti. By associating with sadhus regularly, we will anukramishyati. By tightly and deeply associating with sadhus, we will be on the bhakti marg, the prem vartmani, and we will develop faith. Then our faith will start bhajan, then we'll become purified. Ado shraddha tata sarusanga, bhajana kriya, anartha nivritti, purification. And then tata nishta will become steady. And then ruchi, taste will come. Then we'll come to asakti, very firmly, deeply attached to Radha and Krishna, and Gauranga, and Guru, and Vaishnavas. This is all in Shraddha. And then Rati. When the devotee comes to Rati, Rati means Bhav. In this verse, Rati means Bhav. As one is progressing, anukram, step by step, at the level of Rati, then he will have some revelation. By the mercy of Satam Prasangam, by the mercy of the sadhus, he will have revelation of his eternal spiritual form. This is the second meaning of this verse. This will all come by sadhu sangha, from shiksha guru or diksha guru. This rati. And then as one develops the rati, then it comes to bhakti. Bhakti in this verse means prema, means Krishna prema. Shraddha means Ado Shraddha, beginning with Shraddha, all the way to Asakti. After Asakti is Bhav. Bhav is also called Rati. Then after Rati comes Bhakti, this means Prema Bhakti. All of these wonderful accomplishments are only possible by associating with saintly people. This is a very, very important verse, because often devotees ask the question, should I go to the temple and hear Bhagavatam class, or should I stay home and read? Sometimes devotees are confused. What should I do today? I have a day off. Should I read all day? Should I? Of course, that's a good idea. Any day, every day. Read the Shastras all day. But this verse is telling us, and everywhere it's telling us, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Hoy, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. Because you can read about bhakti, You can read about bhakti in the Shastra. But when you meet a devotee, you will see bhakti. And generally people believe what they see. Although we don't emphasize that. We should believe firstly what we hear. But samskaras, the most powerful samskaras in our chitta, in our consciousness, are created by visual. What we see. So when we look at the faces of all movie stars and newspapers and TV, that creates so many visual impressions. Our mind is like a card, one of those in your camera. What's that called? A card? You know those cameras, digital memory card. So the mind is like a memory card. If you have a camera with a memory card, you go and you get 500 shots or 1,000. How many thousand shots? On whatever, it depends on how big your camera is and your memory card, right? So this is a memory card, and every time we're these are the lenses of the camera. We have a special camera, two lenses. I can look here and take a picture, and look there and take a picture, and look here. Many pictures. So as we look, and then we open the newspaper, then go turn on the TV. So every day 3,000 pictures of women in your mind. So what will you dream about? Stree Sangha. So this is a big memory card. So we should always... But that's the Maya, that's the negative thing. To see materialistic men or materialistic women, this is the Maya. But to see Thakurji and keep looking, looking, click, click, click. 500 pictures of Ram, 500 pictures of Sita, 500 pictures of Hanuman, Lakshman. Oh, now I have 2,000 pictures in my memory card. I stood for hours together looking at Radha Govinda. Remember Srila Prabhupada? Srila Prabhupada's Leelamrita. When he was a child, he would go to the Mulek's temple, and it says he would stand for hours together looking at the deities of Radha Govinda, which were about this big. This is in Leelamrita, I think maybe you've read, I would hope so. This is describing Prabhupada's childhood, a lifetime in preparation, part one. Calcutta, 5 years old Srila Prabhupada. He would go in the temple and spend hours looking at, taking pictures of Radha Govinda. So his mind and heart were only full of Radha Govinda, nothing else. He wasn't busy taking pictures of the newspaper. Hey, look at that one. Whew. No time. So these things come one by one by the mercy. So the point I'm trying to make, which Kapila Muni is making, the extreme power of hearing Harikatha and association, and the point I'm specifically making is about seeing. If you read the Shastra, you won't see Kapila Muni. You won't actually see. There's a vibration. When someone's alive, they give off a vibration. I have a tej, Brahman tej, tapabalam. But if we can transmit microwaves, because this is microwave technology, right? Cell phone. If we can transmit microwaves and radio waves and television waves, that is a material vibration. It's transmitted. You feel it, isn't it? Your telephone, you feel it? Vibrator, you know? Because that microwave vibration, it's microwave going in there and making vibration. That's material. What about spiritual vibration? So a living devotee, when you go to a class, he has vibration. Much more powerful than microwaves, radio waves, TV waves. This is Shabda, Shabda Brahman. This vibration goes beyond the mind, beyond the intelligence, beyond the senses. It goes directly to the heart, and your heart starts vibrating. Not your cell phone. So this is the point. Associate with Vaishnavas because you will see a devotee, and that vibration will come in your heart. And that vibration will rattle your heart. It will vibrate your heart. The cell phone of your heart will become vibrated and rattled, and you'll think, wow, I saw a devotee. I actually saw a devotee. That's something extraordinary. Because in my eyes, I've seen many great devotees. Somehow or other, by my purva karma, I've had the fortune to meet and see and massage the feet and many great siddha mahatmas. from Orissa, from Mayapur, Navadvip, and Vrindavan in the last 40 years. It's fortune. It's bhagya. You think it's ordinary to live in Vrindavan? It's bhagya. Guru Kripa. So I've seen them, and just by seeing them, I said, wow, there's something devotee is something extraordinary. And you feel it. You really feel it. I've met so many people. I was in the airport 6 years distributing books every day. I was meeting 300 people a day. I was approaching 300 people. Hello, sir. Would you like a book? Yeah, get out of here. Hello, sir. Would you like a book? Out of here. 300 people I approached, and I would sell 25 books every day. Every day, 25 Bhagavatams. 25, 30. Out of 300. Excuse me. Hey, get out of here. Hey, you're Hare Krishna. Going relentlessly, 7 hours every day. No, 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 no. Boing! Oh, it's like Las Vegas. So out of 300 people, I found 30 people to take the Bhagavatam. And that was every single day of my life. How much determination you have to have. How much enthusiasm you have to have. How much conviction you have to have. And faith and realization. Day after day to approach 300 people and only 30 of them are going to say yes. So that means I saw 300 faces a day and I met 300 people for a minute or two or five. And then when I came to India, and of course Prabhupada, I already saw him so many times in LA and San Francisco, two morning walks. I had some good association, at least visual. So many times chanting Jayarada Madhav in Los Angeles. I see on this, I was sitting there watching Prabhupada chant Jayarada Madhav. And feeling, I was right there. It's like, he just takes you off to the spiritual world. When you're with Prabhupada, you feel like you're flying. I remember sitting with Prabhupada in class, he's singing Jayarada Madhav. I felt like we just got in this airplane, we just flew off to Vrindavan. And the whole material world ceased to exist. And when Prabhupada finished a lecture, there were 400 devotees in a temple, and they had a balcony in the back, or ladies in the balcony, men on the bottom, like this mezzanine, like balcony thing. The ladies are on the first floor, like this, and with the babies and men on the bottom. In LA, Los Angeles Temple. And then when Prabhupada finished, everyone felt so much ulas and so much bliss. They said, Jai Prabhupada! And all these mridangas, no. No one would say, okay, everybody say Jai. Say Jai. No, I'm saying it wasn't like that. No one said, okay, boink, say Jai. like on the movies, you know, they have a thing comes out, you know, and they shoot. So we're sitting there going, oh, this is too good. This is too wonderful. This is so positive. Our prospect is so auspicious and our future is so wonderful and Prabhupada is so perfect. And then you finish the lecture. Thank you very much. Prabhupada would finish. Thank you very much. He would say thank you. He would say thank you very much. Prabhupada would finish his lecture and say thank you very much. And then we say, Jai Prabhupada! Oh. I mean, those moments are long ago, but that to sit there with 400 brothers and sisters and Gurudev and everyone, no one said, hey, we should say Jai. Hey, let's say Jai. Let's say. Everyone's heart just jumped up. Jai Prabhupada. Prabhupada's like, you know, just like. And then kirtan. So as much as possible, hear Harikatha from devotees and you'll attain perfection of Krishna Prem. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Yeah, this is the point, that somehow or other, if we have enough fortune to get one of Srila Prabhupada's books, then by studying Bhagavatam and getting Prabhupada's mercy, we develop what is called Bhakti Unmukhi Sukriti. Bhakti Unmukhi Sukriti. By reading Srila Prabhupada's books, our face, mukh, will turn to devotion. And as the story is illustrating, by reading Srila Prabhupada's, we get Srila Prabhupada's books, we read them, then our sukriti increases. When our sukriti increases, then we can meet a devotee. And then this process begins, satam prasangam. Because the devotion, the bhakti has to come directly from the devotee. So the very story illustrates that point. The devotee came to the temple, he was just sitting all day reading the books, and he wouldn't do any so-called practical service, only shravanam and kirtanam. He was just reading. The temple president said, all day you only read Prabhupada's books, you're not doing any cleaning and other service. Now you go, you out and jow. So when he was leaving, he got this so much sukriti from reading those books, Bhakti Unmukhi Sukriti, that when he was leaving, guess who he met? That was the, when he was thrown out of the temple, the day he was thrown out of the temple was the day that Prabhupada was coming from New York to visit that temple. So Prabhupada just arrived from the airport, got out of the car and started walking, and he's, and he had a Bhagavatam under his hand, and he's crying, and Prabhupada said, "Excuse me, what? Who are you? Why are you crying?" "Oh, Jai Prabhupada, you know, I just like to read. I'm like a student from college. I like to read a lot. So I've been reading these books all day, and they threw me out." "Oh, what is this? Hey, come with me. Come back. Hey, let him read." So this is the very proof of the point that by Prabhupada's books, he got sadhusanga. He got Prabhupada. So everyone actually, if we're fortunate, either the best fortune is to meet a devotee, but most people don't have that much fortune. So then they'll receive one of Prabhupada's books and meet Srila Prabhupada, of course, the greatest devotee. And then with that Sukriti, Bhakti Mukhi Sukriti, then they'll meet Prabhupada's representative or some great Vaishnava from wherever, some great devotee, and then they'll begin their life of devotion. So it's a nice point you made. Not that, although Prabhupada is saying in his humble way in the purport that Srimad Bhagavatam, you read Srimad Bhagavatam, nothing will happen. But Pandaji is saying, that's Prabhupada saying that, but actually reading Srimad Bhagavatam, everything will happen. But Prabhupada did say that. In other words, because it's context. It doesn't mean Srimad Bhagavatam means nothing. But in the context of this verse, in terms of this verse, Prabhupada, the verse is about association. The verse is emphasizing association over just Shravanam Kirtanam. Right? Maybe other verses where it says, it talks about the power of Shravanam and Kirtanam. So in the purport, Prabhupada say, if you read the Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll get so much advancement by Shravanam and Kirtanam. You follow? So it's a context. So this verse, everything is to emphasize the importance of sadhu sangha. So we should understand clearly how things are presented. Well, that's interesting. So Vishnu Chakravarti is saying that this verse, which was spoken by Kapila Muni in what particular yuga? What yuga is this? This verse is spoken in Satya Yuga by Kapila, that Anu Karmishyati. He's telling, actually, this process of devotion, bhakti, will be preached in the world, in the future, in a systematic, step-by-step way. So in one sense, you could say that this verse is predicting the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. Because Lord Chaitanya, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila chapter 22, 23, 24, he is teaching the systematic presentation of devotional service to Rupa Shiksha and Sanatan Shiksha, to Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Shiksha. And so this verse, in one sense, is predicting that anukramishati, from shraddha to asakti, and the very systematic way of attaining Krishna prema, has actually first been presented in this material world by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his subsequent followers, especially Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, Sadhu Goswamis, and even more specifically by great devotees like Vishnu Chakravarti, who wrote Madhurya Kadambini, and so many other books, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the 18th century. Jiva Dharma, Chaitanya Shikshamrita, such a systematic, really the most systematic anukramishati presentation of bhakti has been given in the modern age by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all his Nam Sangha and Bhakta Vriksha. I mean, the whole development of the Nam Hatha, the whole Nam Hatha organization for preaching of Bhaktivinoda Thakur is all about the development of Ado Shraddha Tathasa. It's all about this Anukramishati. And all his books that he wrote are just to support that preaching machine. Chaitanya Shiksham, you know, all the... Confirmed. So, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.